Well, the image of a uniformed police officer or even a police patrol car can evoke a range of emotions, both positive and negative. Over the past year, the tensions that have flared in various communities across the country have forced police departments to work even harder to earn the trust of the publics they serve. Fostering good relationships is vital for any law enforcement agency. This week, the Meridian Township Police Department is beginning its annual Citizens Academy as part of its outreach mission. Current State's Kevin Lavery joins me now. Kevin, this is a long-established program in the township, right?
Yes, it is, Mark. This is the 17th year of the program, which will meet every Thursday from today through November 5th. The Academy strives to answer a lot of questions, from what do police officers do every day on patrol to how are forensic investigations conducted. So I wanted to learn more about this myself, so I spoke with Meridian Township Police Lieutenant Greg Frenger, who told me that the Academy is not the only avenue the police have to connect with their citizens.
We have many different levels of community leaders and neighborhood watches, and we meet with those folks on a regular basis. Our officers have communities assigned to them, so a particular subdivision or neighborhood would be assigned to an officer, and they liaise with that leader from that neighborhood to keep them up to date on information, problems in their neighborhood. It's a two-way exchange of information, and update them on potentially on problems that we foresee in the future.
Now, I've looked at the list of topics that are covered, and it's pretty standard stuff. It's a lot of procedure. It's very lecture-oriented. But to what degree is it hands-on, and to what degree do the citizens get even just a little taste of what policing is?
Through the course of the academy, we do try and do the hands-on work, and we find that the hands-on activities, the interaction in those ways, is much more rewarding for the participants than just a straight-up, you know, lecture with a PowerPoint. And so people bring in their equipment and allow the participants to handle it. We get them in a patrol car and have them look at that equipment. When they complete the academy, they're invited to ride along on a shift with our patrol officers. And so there is as much hands-on as we can get, but it does become more of a face-to-face interaction and communication with experienced people doing the work now in the field and sharing personal experience and discussing the outcomes of those cases that they work.
And how do you think that has made perhaps you personally and the people in your department better police officers?
Well, as police officers, we're social people. But sometimes a lot of our interaction on duty is not positive interaction with solid citizens. If we work midnights, we tend to have a lot of interaction with people who are in trouble or having trouble. And so we don't see a lot of our citizens in the best light, and that becomes a doldrum, an experience that is ongoing. And so sometimes it can be a negative for us to not see the light of day and see the opposite side of police work, which is that community interaction, that positive interaction. The people that appreciate us and aren't in dire need for an emergency but want to have this two-way communication.
We're talking with Lieutenant Greg Frenger, who is with the Meridian Township Police Department. We're talking about the start of this season's Meridian Township Citizens Police Academy. What resonates the most with people who go through the academy?
Well, CSI shows and those sorts of things are very popular these days. That part of the academy is always a big hit with the attendees.
Do they learn that it's interesting, but it's not quite what they see on TV?
They do learn that it's interesting and that it isn't all concluded within the 10 minutes or 5 minutes of the episode that they watch. And the reality of the actual work that's done is a little longer, but also the reality of the constraints of that data and the evidence that we collect. The negative thing that I sometimes see is sometimes juries and citizens expect that sort of CSI factor in every case that we do, and it's not always there. We don't always find evidence or collect evidence that will lead to an actual conclusion of a case. If we can, we schedule a hands-on activity where the participants go through a shooting simulator, and they're basically before the screen and as you've probably seen on TV, simulating addressing or answering a typical call for service, and whether to use force or whether not to use force. And so there are certainly those instances where they do or should use some sort of force, but then there are others where it escalates and then it quickly de-escalates, and they see the difference between those types of incidents and how quickly things can A, go wrong, and how quickly they also B, have to de-escalate from things going poorly.
When you get some of that feedback from people who go through the academy, when they get to that part of the training, do they have some surprising things to say about shoot versus don't shoot scenarios and the quick decision process that you have to make?
Yes, they do. They recognize that these things develop quickly. Sometimes there's no warning, and we've seen that in the news lately where officers are responding to very innocuous types of calls, and things go horribly bad from there. And so they see that sort of thing and how it develops, but they also get a sense of the dynamics of the effect of the stress on them as a participant. Even though it's not real life, it does become very engaging, and they feel some of those stressors and understand a little bit better some of the dynamics behind these use of force incidents and maybe the criticisms that you see of use of force. There's a few guest speakers that come in, and one is Dr. Gallagher, who does some of our pre-screening for candidates for police officers.
And just to be clear, you're talking about Dr. Jerry Gallagher, a psychologist who practices in Okemos?
Yes, and looks at their personality traits and helps us determine if they're a good candidate for law enforcement.
We're talking with Lieutenant Greg Frenger with the Meridian Township Police Department. We're talking about the start of this fall's Citizens Police Academy in Meridian Township. We have seen, certainly across the country in the last year, some very strained police and community relations, to say the least. And I'm wondering if you feel that trust is something that is assumed first, or is it earned first?
Well, I think we need to earn trust, and it is being eroded, I think, in the media and the way things sometimes are portrayed. You have to understand that when a lot of these things happen, the law enforcement end cannot always disclose all the information that would maybe give a different perception of the way things were handled or the entire incident. Because we still, it's early on usually in an investigation, and we still don't know all the facts. And even if we know some interesting facts that may tip the scales in our favor as far as public opinion, we may be restricted from sharing that information because there's still litigation pending. There's still a criminal case and potential civil case. And you always hear the term trying a case in the media. We can't always disclose the information that would sway people's opinion to the media early on in an investigation, because we want to vet the information, but also because there's restrictions placed on us by the prosecutor's office on what we disclose.
Police departments across the country are always facing budget situations. Hiring and retention is always an issue across the country. I imagine it probably is here in Meridian Township to some degree. Does that information come across in these citizen police academies? Do people have a sense of what types of resources and funding challenges that you're up against?
Yes, we don't dwell on that. Some of that can be seen as politicizing and trying to drum up that kind of support. But when you talk about funding and resources available to agencies today, there's always a lag between market changes and the availability of funds for local government. And so when the market does poorly and housing especially crashes, we see an impact, and it's relatively quick as far as the tax revenue seeing a change in our funding. But then it lingers because the housing market does not necessarily bounce back overnight, and so that tax revenue remains dwindling or consistently low while we're still suffering the same sort of challenges as far as workload and personnel issues. And so You may see now that the market is doing well, but we're still not funded as well as we would like. We have to focus on the important parts of our job and funding those things that we must do. And certainly staffing our patrol is very important, but we want to continue training and keep our personnel well-trained and well-educated and do all these other things that in the end, it all costs money.
Do you ever get to enjoy an aha moment when you see someone who's going through the Citizens Police Academy understand something or get some insight about something that just they hadn't realized before that just clicks?
Absolutely. I think, sometimes there are participants that come that may not have a very positive image of law enforcement, and you start to see maybe their opinion change over time. And there's a lot of aha moments when it comes to one of our most common interactions, which is traffic stops. And we explain why we do certain things when we make a traffic stop and why we approach the way we do, and the use of all the lights and so forth, and the training that goes into that. And you do see some folks that say, well, I had, a negative experience and here's why. And you start to understand through what they tell you what bothered them and try and respond to or explain why things were done a certain way. And then they start to understand it. They may not agree with it. They may not fully appreciate it, and they may not get it completely, but there are those times where you see people that understand much better why we do some of the things we do. And it is that sort of aha. And it is a good feeling to see that maybe something that has festered with a person for a long time and given them a bad perception of, either our department or another law enforcement agency, that maybe now they understand it a little better and they appreciate it.
Greg Frenger is a lieutenant on the Meridian Township Police Department. We've been talking about the Citizens Police Academy being conducted this month and running through November. Lieutenant Frenger, thanks so much for your time and best of luck with the program.
Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.